talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going to go right now to the front lines of history in the making. There's a lot of it being made. And this time, we're going to give away a Devil Radio t-shirt to the fourth caller. Luke, to the fourth caller this time. The fourth caller, when they call in, we talk about what they want to talk about, and then I turn them over to Luke, get an address where they want the t-shirt mailed. All right, where do you start? As always, where do you start? Well, I'll tell you where I'm going to start. The impeachment of Donald Trump, the conviction phase, the trial starts tomorrow. And right now, it looks like we have 50 Democratic votes and perhaps up to 5 Republican votes, maybe slightly fewer for sure, probably around 3. And we need 17 Republican votes to do the job. We need 67. We need 2/3 of the Senate. And in the history of the United States, there have been different impeachments and conviction phases. Andrew Johnson, back in the 1860s, he betrayed the country after Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, and he tried to undo Reconstruction, but he did not get convicted. Richard Nixon resigned before he could be convicted. The fake impeachment trial against Bill Clinton went nowhere, as it should have. It never should have been brought. It was a fake. It was a fraud brought by the Republicans. And the first Trump impeachment, the conviction phase, only harvested Mitt Romney. And we needed 67. We didn't get him. So this time, are we going to get the 17 Republicans we need? Right now, all the pundits say we won't. On the other hand, 5 people at least were killed. One cop was beaten to death with a fire extinguisher. Another one had his eye poked out. At least 2 others have brain damage from being beaten over the head with lead pipes. More than 100 were injured, broken ribs, dragged down stairs, beaten and punched. Woman shot by law enforcement as she broke in to try to murder members of Congress. You know, there are so many, a woman trampled to death, Maybe you've seen the video, somebody attending to her saying, please, she's going to die. And they just kept trampling her. She was an insurrectionist herself. Now, if that doesn't give rise to a conviction on an impeachment trial, I don't know what does. Murdered police officers, one beaten to death, eye poked out, 2 others committed suicide. If this does not merit a Republican vote simply for the violence, simply when you have a president get up and say, you're never going to win by weakness, let's go up to the Capitol, I'll go with you, and then he didn't go with them, but they all thought he was. And they went up there thinking the president of the United States, who's the head of one of the 3 branches of government, the executive branch, telling them to march on the other one, one of the other 2 branches, the legislative branch. The third, of course, is the courts, Supreme Court in particular. And they go up there, and many of them probably didn't think they were going to kill anybody up there. Maybe they thought they were going to kick up some fuss, but some of the ones in the beginning at the head of the line, you know, some of these people had planned this for a while. There were sheep, but then there were wolves leading the sheep. And they went up there and broke windows, and people broke in shouting, hang Mike Pence, where's Nancy Pelosi? What do you think would have happened if they bumped into Nancy Pelosi, an 80-year-old, fairly frail woman by herself in the hallway? What do you think would have happened? What do you think would have happened if Mike Pence had been cornered in the hallway, or Ocasio-Cortez, or anybody else who was recognized? They would have killed them. They would have beaten them, torn them apart. if the Republicans don't vote for this, they would not vote to convict anybody. So we'll see. A couple of the tea leaves from this impeachment trial, the conviction phase of the impeachment, are that everybody expects that it's going to be fairly brief. They're not going to drag this out for 3 or 4 weeks. There's plenty of evidence and plenty of eyewitnesses, and the senators, who are also the jurors, the judges, are also the eyewitnesses. They're the ones who were there. They saw it with their own eyes. They had to evacuate the chambers. They had to evacuate. There's no mystery as to what went on. Trump's speech is on videotape. Giuliani's speech is on videotape. Don Trump Jr.'s speech is on videotape. The guy with the horns and the fur and the war paint's on videotape. The evidence is all there. I think it's going to be a short trial. And what is going to be fascinating to see is which Republicans should have the guts to say, we're not going to put up with a murderous attack on the Capitol, where a police officer was murdered, another police officer eye gouged out, several others brain damaged. And we're not going to put up with that. We're not going to put up with that. It's a fairly low bar. If you can't get over that bar, there's something wrong. You can easily say, I'm a conservative. I don't believe in impeachment in general. I don't believe in conviction in general. But if an officer is beaten and dies, yeah, that does it for me. That does it for me. So stand tuned. Stay tuned. Stand by. We will see what happens. The people who stood tall. Now, remember, something like 140 members of the House of Representatives, Republicans, all voted to question the certification of the election by the people in their own states who were charged with the certification, governors, secretary of states, many of them Republican, many of them conservative, and many of them who voted for Trump, but honest people who certified what they had to certify. About 140 of them. That's about 2/3 of the Republicans in the House of Representatives. That's about 1/3 of all the congressmen in the House of Representatives, Democratic and Republican. And yet they voted to question it. And in the Senate, we had 6 to 8 of them that, well, Ron Johnson chickened out at the end. He said he questioned it. They had at least 8, maybe more, who questioned the certification of the election all along. The Republican Party has really declared war on democracy against their own country. If they cannot agree to the certification of an election by Democratic and Republican secretaries of states and governors, and after more than 60 court decisions, if they cannot agree on that, I think that every 4 years and possibly every 2 in congressional elections, there are going to be bad faith attacks on our democracy and the transfer of power. That has got to stop. This Republican Party has got to be simply destroyed, go out of business, and come back as a different party with conservatives who are honest and good faith and believe in our Constitution. But I'm more concerned right now with what happens to the Republicans who stood tall? What happens to the 10 Republicans in the House of Representatives who voted to impeach Donald Trump, join the Democrats? What about the 11 in the House of Representatives who voted to strip Marjorie Taylor Greene, the QAnon representative who advocated the assassination of the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, and the assassination of former President Barack Obama, and the assassination of the former nominee for President Hillary Clinton? Isn't that the kind of bar you can all agree? That person shouldn't be in Congress, and if the constituency elects them, they shouldn't be given committee assignments. If that were a Democrat, I'd be the first, absolutely the first, to vote to strip them of their committees. That's a pretty low bar. Assassination, pretty low bar. If that happened in any of the parliaments in Europe, they'd be expelled. They certainly would not be given, they would not be given committee assignments. But it turns out that the 10 people, 10 Republican congressmen who voted to impeach Donald Trump and the 11 who voted to strip Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee assignments are being attacked by their own parties. They're all going to have primaries. And by the way, it's not a one-to-one correspondence between those groups. There are people who voted to impeach Trump who did not vote to take Marjorie Taylor Greene's committee assignments away, and vice versa. There's some who did vote to take her assignments away and didn't vote to impeach Trump. And I get it. Some of them want to win again in a primary, and so they voted to impeach Trump, which is the main thing. They might say, well, I think what Marjorie Taylor Greene is reprehensible, but what she did, but, you know, she has a constituency that voted her in, so the remedy is to beat her in the primary next time, whatever. But Liz Cheney right now, believe it or not, Liz Cheney has been censured by the GOP committee in Wyoming. There's 74 of them, and only 8 of them opposed censuring her. Only 8 of them, virtually all of them, like 90%, said that she should be censured. That is disgusting. We're going to break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Fourth caller wins a Devil Radio t-shirt. Back after the break.
Midnight Rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.